Good morning once more. I want to come to you from the Word of God, from the book of John, chapter number 16. And we want to continue from the conversation between Jesus and his disciples. He spoke to them in this long night before he was killed at the cross for them. The disciples did not understand what Jesus meant when he said, I'll be going away. In a short while, I'll be going away, then I'll come back again. So Jesus told them that where I'm going, you will not be able to come. And in John 14, he tried to tell them that they should not let their heart be troubled. And Jesus told them what would make them victorious while they here while they are on earth. And he told them, when you pray, your prayer will be answered. It is for your good that I'm going. I'm making a mansion for you. Once it is complete, I'll come back for you. He even gave them an analogy of marriage to let them know that they are beloved, and he considered them to be the wife of Jesus Christ. But even with that, that did not work in their lives. And what happened is that the joy of the Lord escaped. As an issue of the heart, where the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, because from it the issues of life come. So the issue of life called peace had already gone out. The issue of love, the issue of life called love has already leaked out. The issue of life called the joy of the Lord had already leaked out. Last episode, we talked about that Jesus told them, I am writing to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. And we discovered the joy, that there are three believers here. One is the joyless believer. Number two is the believer with the joy of the Lord. And number three, the believer who have overflowing joy. And overflowing joy is the one who continues to bear fruit, is the one who continue to make others joyful. You know, joy, without the joy of the Lord, is no strength. But also the joy of the Lord makes us to make other joy. And so joy is a component that was nowhere this night. So Jesus, we finished up by looking at how he started now telling them about the coming enmity, hatred. And he said, the world hated God, and the world hated Jesus, and the world shall hate you. What is the world? The world is the systems without God, is a system that want to remove God from its organization, is a system that has got opposition to God himself. And what we are talking about here is that the disciples had a very difficult time, because Jesus told them that the enemy, the world, is going to hate you. And then he described where the source of the enmity, it was coming from the world. And why? Because they hated God. And then they say they hated Christ without a cause. And then Jesus told them, if they loved me, they would have loved you. Now, as he continued to say that, he spoke to win those hearts that were grieving. These disciples were in grief now, to a high level of grief. And if this cycle of grief was not broken, it could have gone to depression. You know, people grieve because of the loss. They were concerned about what they lose or what they are losing, but they were not concerned with what they would gain. So Jesus, all the conversation this night, those five chapters, from chapter 13 of John to chapter 18 of John, it was to help them that your gain is more than the lose. You are losing, yes, it looks like you are losing, but you are gaining. If you don't let the people see how you also be able to gain during the loss, this, they will go to the level we call the depression. Now, the disciples were almost getting there. So, and especially when Jesus told them that the enemy shall hate you without a cause. So in chapter 16 of the book of John, 1 to 15 or to 17, loud there, Jesus told them that all these I have told you so that you will not fall away. You see, I said that once people are in grief, they come to a point that is called falling away. So Jesus is actually winning, or is winning disciples who are just about to fall away. The falling away disciples. Falling away. Those that are becoming apostate. Those that are almost backsliding. And he said, I write you so that you do not fall away. Then he explained more. He said, verse 2, they will put you out of the synagogue. Those people who hate you. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. He even told them more about the activities of the enemy. He said, a time will come when people are going to butcher you. They are going to kill you. And as they kill you, they will kill it in the name of God. They think they are offering a sacrifice to God. And so Jesus said, if this does not happen, you might fall away. But why are they doing that? They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I've told you this so that when their time comes, you will remember that I warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm going to him who sent me. None of you asked me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send him to you. When he comes, he'll prove the world of their wrong, about sin, the righteousness and judgment. Now, I want you to know that Jesus told them that the enemy is coming, but he also said that my going would bring another one of my kind. I'll come, my spirit will come upon you, the Holy Spirit. And he started now talking about the place of the Holy Spirit during the enmity, during the hating of the world, during the killings and the persecutions of the world. He brings in the priest of the Holy Spirit. And I think we need to dwell and to do more of reflecting the work of the Holy Spirit to the persecuted believers. Because Jesus said that when the enemy comes, the Holy Spirit will be there. He will find the Holy Spirit already there. Doesn't the Bible says that when the evil comes, all the more that the grace of God, when the wickedness comes, the grace of God comes all the more. It is lifting us. The increase of the enmity, increase of persecution will increase the love of God in us. It will increase the power of God in us. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, who is the advocate. He said the Holy Spirit will come and will advocate for you. He will be able to stand and speak on your behalf. When those people who hate you, they will speak evil of you. The Holy Spirit is going to advocate of you. He's going to speak on your behalf. And he said, it is for your good that I'm going away. So as I say, the disciples did not focus on the gain of Jesus going, they focused on the loss. But he said the Holy Spirit is coming, and when he comes, he's going to work and convict the world. But not only that, when he comes, he also going to have ministry to you. What is he going to do? He's going to encourage you when the Holy Spirit comes. But when he comes, look at verses 12. I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear now. But when he comes, the Holy, now the Spirit of truth comes, but when he comes, the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make you, will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That's why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Now, this is very important to realize that Jesus talks about the hatred of the world, but then he's talked about the Holy Spirit coming. And when the Spirit of God comes, he will have a ministry to the to those who hate us, and he will have a ministry to those that are hated. And he will, what is going to do to those who hate us? Because the Holy Spirit is in the world. We have always said that the Spirit of God takes three shapes or three dimensions here on earth. One, he is with us. That is with everybody here on earth. Whether you believe or you don't believe, the Holy Spirit is with you. And when he's with you, he convicts them. To convict is to make them know they are wrong. He convicts them of their sin. He convicts them of their judgment. He convicts them even of the righteousness of God. But the Holy Spirit also is with us. He's not only with us, he's also in us. When he comes in us, he is going to encourage us. He's going to speak on our behalf. He's going to give us the truth. Where he is in us, he will remind us what Jesus has done. He will remind us what Jesus is doing, and he will tell us what Jesus is going to do. He gives us the past, the present, and the future. What good is to have the Holy Spirit? And he will not speak about himself. In other words, Jesus will continue ministering in the disciples through the Holy Spirit. So without the Holy Spirit, he told them, it is not good for you to go. So he encouraged them to win them from this grief by telling them, hatred is coming, but the Holy Spirit is coming, and he'll help you to do that. Next session, we'll be talking about how Jesus said the grief will turn into joy. May the Lord help us. Holy Spirit, continue to encourage us. Even as we go through these difficulties of life, may you help us to know that you are with us. Not only with us, you're also going to be upon us. That's after Jesus will have been glorified. You'll be upon us in Jesus' name.